So joining me on the show this morning is none other than Lee Mead. Lee, good morning.
Hey Dave, nice to chat to you again.
Welcome back to Somerset. Well, at least you're coming back to Somerset, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Yeovil on the 25th with my new show, which is exciting. It's called Some Enchanted Evening, and it's songs from the 40s, 50s film era, and my first musical theatre tour coinciding with a new album, yeah. So it's very exciting. I'm about halfway through the tour at present.
Yeah, it's actually quite a spaced out tour, isn't it? The dates, you know, a lot of tours tend to be kind of you're in this town on the Monday, this one on the Wednesday, this one on the Friday and the Saturday. But it's actually spread out between July and then your special Christmas show in December, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and that's down to filming in Casualty. I'm in that show playing Lofty the Nurse on BBC One. So we film in Cardiff during the week, and as you say, like a normal tour would be like 20, 25 dates with an album every year and a half or sort of 2 years. But I wanted to still sing and do the concerts, so I do them every other weekend throughout the year, and it's slight squeeze, but it's really good.
I suppose actually, because obviously you're acting in Casualty now, it actually probably makes for quite a nice break for you from the pressures of doing that to be able to get back on stage and sing, doesn't it?
It does. I'm really lucky. I still sing on set anyway and annoy the crew and stuff. I've rehearsed the songs on set often as well. But it's nice to balance the two. I feel very lucky that the show allowed me to have that time off. A weekend to sort of do that, because I've essentially got two careers, so it'd be a shame to not sing, you know, for the past sort of 2 years of the show. I would miss it.
No. Well, you know, we can't have you stopping singing, mate, because you're quite good, as my mum would say. Got a nice voice, that man. He's a nice young man. He's got a nice voice.
Thanks, Mum.
So what made you come up with the idea for the show? I mean, I know you've got a huge history of musicals anyway, but was it just your love of doing that sort of music that made you go, actually, that would be perfect?
Completely that, and also wanting to bring it to a kind of younger audience as well. I mean, those songs would mainly be associated with people from that era or a kind of older crowd, which is lovely as well, but it's been lovely to tour this show and see a lot of teenagers and people from like 16 to sort of mid-20s coming to the show. And I think what was really important was bringing those songs back, but with modern arrangements, so a fresh take on the songs. And you can't keep the same arrangements and from that era, because that was of that time. So
yeah,
and I think we've achieved that, really. It's been nice, and just changing certain parts of the score to make sure that it's got a kind of fresher take on the songs. And I do songs like Guys and Dolls, Luck Be a Lady, Some Enchanted Evening from South Pacific, and there's Where or When from Beijing Arms, I Fall in Love Too Easily, I'll See You in My Dreams. Yeah, so these songs are, like, you know, really well crafted songs, I think, and can often get forgotten. Quite a shame, you know.
Well, the thing is, I mean, musicals, I guess, in some ways, are actually slightly more. Trend is not quite the word I'm looking for. For a long time, you know, musicals were kind of very much the kind of backwater, weren't they? They were kind of, you know, people ignored them, and it was, as you say, it was very much people of a certain age and a certain era that you tended to associate with them. But the last few years, all of a sudden, musicals are becoming much back into fashion again, haven't they?
It's true. I think a good point I'd like to make there as well is, I think the second, sometimes I know people talking to you in the past, you mentioned that era, and for a few people they think, that's old, that's the past, so I don't want to hear that kind of music. But it's actually the complete opposite. I think obviously now we have big shows like the Queen musical, Rod Stewart musical that was out a while back, Take That musical. So quite modern style music shows, which are wonderful, and shows like Wicked that I've starred in, Legally Blonde, and big shows like that. But I think there's certainly still a place for those old school type shows and films, and it's been proven with like Top Hat that's come to the West End and various shows like that. And it's just nice for me to go out to the regions and tour that kind of music. And I've got a great band as well. There's like an upright bass, drums, sax, clarinet, and there's a grand piano on every concert, which I'm very proud about.
Wow.
It's quite a mission to pull that into the theatre each gig. But and hopefully, you know, it's coming across really well.
Yeah. That's another reason why, though, you can only do it every other weekend, because it takes that long to move the grand piano, doesn't it?
It does, pretty much. Around, so.
you mentioned a new album. The new album is actually not coming out until the early part of 2016, is it? But it's tied in with the tour, isn't it?
That's the plan, yeah. I'm hoping to tour the same show next year as well.
Right.
Because I'm doing 10 concerts in this tour, and a sort of normal tour is like 20 to 30 dates. So I'm touring over 2 years because of the filming, really. So, yeah, and try and go further north with the tour as well. Looking at doing dates in Yorkshire and the Midlands and some more down south. That comes out hopefully end of next spring. That's the plan. And again, it's the songs from the current tour. And I'm really enjoying it. I've been in the studio in between filming over the past sort of 6 months and laying the tracks and the brass and the string set, sort of strings have been laid now as well. And just it's quite exciting stuff, really.